My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our lifestyle is not so far from the disciples of Jesus Christ. Our thinking is not so far from the apostles of Jesus Christ. Our way of life is not so far from the life of the followers who follow Jesus Christ. In fact, we too are the followers of Jesus Christ. As we have listened to the gospel of today, after telling the parable of the weed and the wheat, the disciples quietly, after when Jesus gets into the house, the quietly disciples come to the house and ask Jesus, "Master, tell us what is the meaning of the parable that you have told us. If it is about us, the disciples would be happy. If it is about the others, also they would be happy. If Jesus speaks less about his own disciples, they thought that he is not speaking about them. And therefore, before getting into the reflections of the gospel that we just heard today, let us listen to a small story where Jesus says like this. Before getting into heaven, we believe that there is a purgatory. And each according to our good works, each according to our bad works, we are being, the judgment is being given to every one of us. So at the final test, the St. Peter at the gate of heaven, he stands there with his key, just like that. And when all those people, including the disciples of Jesus Christ and the people who heard this passage, after their death, they were there in the presence of the gate of heaven. And just they were waiting. Then Peter said, "Wait, all of you wait here. And all those who are come today, all those who came yesterday, all those stand back here." And he stops them. When all come there at the door of heaven, Peter tells them, "Now listen, there's a last test for you. If you pass this test, you will be entering into heaven, or you will be sitting at the right hand of the Father." So he tells, "Now look at there. Now at the corner of the gate, you will see a couple of crosses. Each one of you should pick up one each cross. Then each according to their good works, and some according to their own thinking, some according to their lifestyle, they picked up the cross. Some picked up maybe a 7 feet tall cross. Some picked up a 4 feet cross. Some picked up a 3 feet cross. Some picked up 2 feet cross. Listening or hearing or remembering the words of Jesus Christ, all those who want to follow me," what Jesus said, "take up your cross and follow me." And the other time also Jesus said, "All those who are tired and weary, come to me, because my yoke is light and my burden is," you can't bear that burden, means very light. And remembering all these verses, these people were there and looking at the crosses that St. Peter was showing to them. And now, in order to go from the gate of heaven to the presence of the Abba Father, they have to cross over certain valleys, the valleys of darkness. They have to pass over, or they have to cross over the valleys of darkness. Some valleys could be the distance of 3 feet, some valleys could be distance of 5 feet, some valleys could be distance of 6 feet, 7 feet, like that. Then each one took up the cross and they started to carry towards Abba Father. And as they were carrying their crosses, some of them felt very light, as Jesus said. Some of them felt very heavy. Still, they kept on carrying the crosses. Now, as sometimes they walked about, there was a valley with a 3 feet valley of darkness. Now, all those who were with the carrying the crosses with 3 feet, they could not jump over. And all those who were carrying the 6 feet or 7 feet or 5 feet, they could not jump over. Instead, what they did, they took up the cross and put across the bridge. They made the cross as a bridge and crossed over the other side. And who could cross? Only people who were having more than 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, and so on, because the valley of darkness was 3 feet. And the people who were carrying 2 feet of a cross, they remained back there itself, because they no more could jump, either could jump or put the cross across the valley and walk over the cross. And like that, they, wherever there was the valley of darkness, they, those who were carrying their crosses, they could keep and cross over, pick up the cross, again they forwarded their journey towards God. And at the end, there were only few people. Who are those people? Those who were carrying heavy crosses and those who were carrying the big crosses only could reach the heaven or in the presence of God. And those people who could not carry or who were carrying only small crosses, they were left behind. This also can be in our life too. God is trying to give an ample opportunities for us to change our hearts and to change our minds. As I said, even the disciples of Jesus Christ are not so far away from the list, or they are not so far away from the telling of Jesus. That's why they are coming quietly and asking in the room when Jesus enters the room, "Lord, are you telling about us or telling about other people also who have been listening? And let us know the meaning of what you are telling us." And now Jesus tells. And Jesus knew that the weed of betrayal was growing in the heart of Judas Iscariot. And Jesus knows it is Peter who would deny him for 3 times. And Jesus knows it is Thomas who would doubt. And Jesus knows it is John and James who would be willing to, or who would be gaining for the position and the seat. And about whom Jesus was trying to tell this parable. And today, the parable that Jesus gives, this parable not merely one to his own disciples and to us. And therefore, Jesus is asking us every time that we introspect into our own selves. And that's why I said in the beginning, there is a lot of good in the midst of us, amidst the worst of us. And there is a lot of evil among the best of us. And therefore, which means that we are comprising of both the wheat and the weed. The wheat of goodness, the wheat of love, the wheat of generosity, the wheat of helping nature in us, one side. And there is also the wheat of telling lies. There is also the wheat of going away from the presence of God. There is also the wheat of going away or telling or saying lies about others. And these are the way of life that we are having. And today, as I said, every time till the end of our life, it is only the goodness that will triumph over the evil. And therefore, the kind of seed that we sow is the seed that we will reap. That's why St. Paul beautifully, he says like this: "If you sow to yourself your own flesh, you will reap the corruption from the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit." And therefore, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. This is the promise, or that God is promising to St. Paul. And therefore, out of conviction, St. Paul is trying to speak to us. And therefore, blessed is anyone who endures the temptation. Such a person has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. And it is the crown of glory when we are with our crosses, when we reach the presence of God, that God is awaiting for us with the crown of life for each one of us to keep on our head when we reach the paradise of heaven, which we call the place of God. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants us to do good instead of evil. God wants us to bless instead of curse. God wants us to praise instead of criticizing. God wants us to help instead of standing aside. God wants us to love instead of hating. God wants us to forgive instead of resent. And God wants us to tell the truth instead of saying lies. This is the disparition or the separation that Jesus is trying to speak to us today in the parable of wheat and weeds. It is the time. When the time comes, it is the Lord who comes into our lives. Everyone, either you and me or us, everyone will have a time or will have a period of discernment in our lives. Mostly, the time can be between the years between 25, at the age of 25, or the year of age of 35. It is the time. Sometimes we need to discern our lives. Most of our lives is the time, it is the period where we want to follow Christ truly, where we want to really take up the cross that Jesus is going to give us, where Jesus is really giving us the message with which we can live or sustain our own lives. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, as God is inviting all of us to a life of worthy of our calling in order to bear the fruit that are going to be kept in the presence of the Lord. As the weed is separated from the wheat, and the wheat is taken and put in the barns of the houses, so also we, the wheat of the kingdom of heaven, will be reaped by the angels of God and put in the presence of the Lord, or we will be led into the presence of the Lord to become the worthy servants and the worthy sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.